Strange Adventure.
Four men sat at a table in the dimly lighted cafe in the Algerian village. They wore the uniforms of the French Foreign Legion, and their talk, interspersed with drinks of strong native wine, was of adventure and conflict. Because of the deviltry they got into while off duty, and because of their reckless daring in battle, these men had earned the rather notorious nickname of the Stepsons of Satan. In the course of the evening, a petty argument started, and the legionnaires, craving excitement, changed it into a brawl. When the dust and din of battle had subsided, Corporal Ledoux was sprawled motionless beneath a table. His three friends gathered about him, and John Peely, the Englishman, started to lift him. Then he stopped abruptly.
I see. The blighter's done in. Look at that knife.
The men carried the body back to the fort and gave the story of his death to their commanding officer. Captain Moreau examined the murder weapon.
Yeah, it is a native knife of a strange make.
Corporal Ledoux was buried at sundown of the next day. That night, the three remaining stepsons of Satan sat in their room, their hearts heavy over the loss of their friend. Suddenly, Smith, the American, cried out in fear and amazement and pointed toward the window. The dim light shone on a pale face that peered with unblinking eyes at the three men in the room.
Hey, it's him. What's the head of Corporal Ledoux?
The men stared in mute fear at the vision of their dead friend. Then a voice seemed to come from outside the window.
I have returned to accuse my murderer. Each of you had a reason to kill me. You, von Schlick, have hated me ever since I wooed your sweetheart away from you in Algiers.
The German clenched his fist nervously.
I never hated you enough to kill you.
The voice at the window continued.
Smith, you wanted to get rid of me because I threatened to reveal a secret of your past. A very dangerous secret.
The American started to protest his innocence, but stopped as the mysterious voice continued.
John Peely, greed was your motive. You and I alone knew the hiding place of the money of the Arab chieftain. Now you think you are free to take the treasure for yourself.
The Cockney shrank back, fear written on his thin face. The three glanced at each other accusingly, then back to the window. Where the dead face of Corporal Ledoux had been was only the darkness of the desert night. Private John Peely, the man who had shown such courage in brawl or battle, now cringed in his chair, his nerves broken.
Paul, I didn't want to kill you. I found the knife in my hand, and in the excitement...
No, it wasn't the excitement of the fracas that made you kill your comrade. It was called deliberate murder.
The men whirled about to see Captain Moreau framed in the doorway.
Smith, it was a very good idea having your friend stand at the window wearing a mask made to look like Ledoux.
Peely, trapped for the murder of the other legionnaire, cried out,
I say, that voice! That was Paul's!
The American felt a little sorry for the broken man.
No, Peely, that voice wasn't Paul's. You see, back home, I was rated a pretty good ventriloquist.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of...
Strange Adventure!